He just went right for it, you know.
Bam, the first question's about this.
First date, who pays? Guy pays, obviously.
Guy pays. I always pay.
The guy always pays.
Unless, I'd say the only exception is that if maybe there's a different side. But otherwise, the guy pays.
I don't know. I actually don't have a good reason for that.
I want to say it's instinct, but that makes no f***ing sense.
That's just the way I was raised.
It's been ingrained in us that we're supposed to be the providers.
Culture, movies, music, media.
I mean, keep in mind, those traditional roles were kind of implanted and set like in the 40s and 50s.
Would I ever let a woman pay for a first date?
If she absolutely insisted, like she held a gun to my head, I would feel uncomfortable.
Not so much uncomfortable, but it would be kind of like, come on, man, what are you doing? Like, be a man, pay the bill, you know?
If I go out to dinner with someone, I expect to pay for what I'm going to eat.
I think it should always be down the middle.
I don't mind paying.
Like, to me, it really doesn't matter at all. I think if I did offer to pay for the entire bill, the date would feel emasculated. He shouldn't, but I understand that I can't discredit all of how society makes a man feel.
I sort of like the rule that whoever asked the person out, like, if you're the person that suggested the date, you should pay.
At the very least, split the bill.
Splitting a meal, totally fine.
I think it gets romantic later when you're in a relationship where, like, you don't even talk about it and someone will be like, I got this one, and you'll be like, I got the next one. Because you just know that you're in it to win it and, like, you'll pay each other back later. Sexual.
50 years from now, that will be a thing where, like, on a first date, you won't know if the man or woman is supposed to pay. You know, I hope that happens.